ethancole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, September 22nd, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Brian Panabaker. He is the founder of Auto Workers for Trump, longtime friend, patriot brother. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Randy. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, I wanted to get your takeaway. You attended the conference there on Mackinac Island. You attended a lot of the events, the different candidates. You were even up on the stage during a panel discussion. What was your overall takeaway compared to other years we've been on the island together, attending these biennial events for the Republican Party? What was your takeaway from this year's event?
Well, Randy, yeah, you're right. I've attended seven or eight of the conferences. I never miss them since I started going. I love the atmosphere and the fellowship of being around fellow conservatives. You know, we've gone through a rough stretch in the Michigan Republican Party over the last 6 years or so, and I give the current chairman of the party, Jim Rundstedt, a little bit of consideration that he's trying to rebuild the party. Jim knows he was not my vote. He didn't get my vote, rather, for the chairmanship. I voted for Michonne Maddock. But Jim and I are good. I'm good friends with his deputy, Scott Hagerstrom. And I thought, you know, although the conference was a little bit less attendance-wise, I thought, all things considered, they did a pretty good job. Now, you mentioned in your earlier segment there was you know, some problems with the straw poll. That was very disappointing, and I did vote in it, but only because one of the candidates alerted me to the fact they were having problems with that link to be able to vote on your phone. I thought they should have just gone with giving out a paper ballot at registration or whatever, so you could drop it back by. So overall, I thought, it's hard to say that you're unhappy with that conference. What I will say is it could have been better, but I thought Jim and Scott did the best they could, and there were a lot of people involved. Jennifer Helmer, I know she worked her butt off. There were several other people that worked really hard. So I don't want to say anything negative about the conference. I personally had a great time. I got to participate. I was part of a beautiful panel to wrap things up right after the Sunday morning church service that Bernadette Smith gave. And so all in all, I thought it was good. I liked it. I told Scott, who moderated my panel, that they did a good job, and I sincerely meant it. So, I'm happy to discuss any of the specifics that you, I'm glad you were there, as a matter of fact. It was good to see Trucker back on the island. And, you always add, Randy, you always add with your participation and presence and attendance. So I was really, really glad when I found out you were going and we were able to talk and meet up a couple of times. But there's so many opportunities at that conference. You know, it's one of those things where there's five different events going on at a time and you can't be everywhere at once. But to follow up on what you said with John James earlier, yeah, the guy always manages to not be at the place where he should be when he should be there. And he always talks about, well, I had to be somewhere else. But he never seems to be at the place where he really needs to be. And that's why he did terribly in the straw poll, even though only 400 and some people got to vote in it. I don't care if every single person would have voted. His percentages would have stayed about the same, because John James just has a knack for appearing to be aloof and an elitist and not showing up when he should be showing up. So I don't have anything against John personally. I like him. He's got a great personal story. He's a family man, which I respect, and I definitely respect his military service. But
sure,
yeah,
sure.
Once again, he demonstrated why he should not be our next governor. And he's already running to the center, which you don't do before the primary. He's talking about getting the moderate votes because, yeah, that's what he is, a moderate. And we need a MAGA Republican that's going to turn out those MAGA voters next November.
Absolutely. And one of the things that really is disappointing to me, because he is a businessman, his company that he took over from his father down mm-hmm. there in Detroit, you know, he's got CEO experience, but like you said, Brian, he's already sounding like a moderate Republican right now. Can only imagine how he would govern if he became the governor. Not going to support him in any way, shape, or form. And honestly, I think he needs to drop out of the race for governor and announce that he's going to run for re-election in the 10th and make that primary somewhat competitive with your guy.
Robert Lugeri.
Lugeri. I think Robert debating John James on a debate stage for Congress would really force John James to reflect the fact that he no longer lives in the district, number one, because I'm sure Robert would call him out on that. But more importantly, I think he would really have a good debate with James on his voting record, as well as what he plans to do going forward supporting President Trump.
That's an interesting thought, Randy. I doubt if it's going to happen. I mean, once you've gone through the Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference as a candidate for governor, and you've already accepted millions of dollars from big donors like the DeVos family, I think he's past that point of no return. But I think this is, you know, three strikes and you're out, and I think this is going to be the third strike for John James in politics. He's going to have a chance to get back down there to his family business in Detroit and retake control of that and focus on what he's done pretty well down there from everything I've heard. Politics is not really his forte. You know, it's unfortunate because, like I said, he does have such a great personal story with his family, his military service to the country and everything else. But he just does not have what it really takes, the quality it really takes to serve as a congressman or a governor. And I know for one thing he will not be getting this election cycle, and that's an endorsement from President Trump, because he really upset President Trump when he decided to vacate that seat and put it in doubt in next year's midterms, when losing three seats would cause President Trump to be impeached for the third time. So three strikes and you're out for John James. I think this conference, even though it's so early in the election cycle, I think this was his death knell, and he's all done.
Yeah, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And I think you're right. Too far down the road, the horse is out of the barn. he's going to have to run on this thing. And honestly, totally surprised that Eric Nesbitt did so well against even former Speaker of the House Tom Leonard and the other candidates, how well they did. Almost coming as close to the numbers that John James got.
Yeah, well, my take on that, if you want me to weigh in, is Eric Nesbitt. Now, I've met him and spoken to him privately a few times. He is sort of the stealth candidate because he's so low key, but he's probably, in all honesty, you know, he's been in the minority. It's tough to really shine when you're just trying to oppose the policies of, you know, the three horsemen that we have in Lansing. Gretchen Whitmer's done so many horrible things, along with Jocelyn Benson, and, you know, just really destroyed the state of Michigan over the last number of years. But I think Eric Nesbitt is going to be the dark horse candidate. I mean, he showed it in the straw poll. The people up on the island know a little more than the average voter. But Eric's raised a lot of money. And I think as he's able to start using that money to get his message out and highlight some of his positions on issues and some of the things that he has done, some of the things he supports, along with his legislative ability, you're going to see Eric Nesbitt come out as the leading candidate going into the primaries next August.
Hey, you sent me that picture of you on the panel stage there with Scott Hagerstrom moderating. What was that panel's name, and what were you basically, what were you guys talking about?
Okay, we came out immediately after Bernadette Smith's led that spiritual service there in the theater, sort of as a wrap-up. Reflect on how the conference went. So that was a nice opportunity for you to ask me about the conference, because that's what our panel was up there to talk about. And we had Amber Harris from Oakland County. We had Lance Griffin, who's working on 10X, getting out the vote next year. He's been on that, you know, working on that issue for a number of years, doing a great job. Bob Duco was on there to give us a little bit of a religious perspective and take on everything. There was Hassan Nimi, I think is how you pronounce his last name, who is representing the Muslim and Arab American coalition that are supporting Donald Trump and the Republican Party. And then Tyler, I don't remember his last name, was there. He's the putative leader, or the leader of one of the youth groups, might be for the entire party. I don't know if he holds that coalition chairman position, but maybe he does. But Tyler was there to speak on behalf of the youth group. And that's probably the thing that impressed me the most about this year's conference, Randy, was the number of young Republicans that we saw there and their level of involvement and activity. They were everywhere, and I think it was a noticeable difference from previous conferences that the young people that are getting involved, and especially right after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, I think we're going to see just a pouring of support into the party going into next year's midterms. And if we're smart as a party, we'll really try to capitalize on that, reach out to these young groups, the youth groups within the party, and mobilize these young voters, because turnout, as you know, is notoriously bad for Republicans in the midterms, and we can't allow that to happen in 2026. So if we're smart, we'll really get these young guys involved and get them out there doing all the legwork. They've got the energy, and we need them this year.
Absolutely. Hey, Brian, can you stay through the break? I got a couple of text messages that came in for you.
Sure thing.
All right, great. We're holding Brian Panabaker, founder of Auto Workers for Trump. We're going to hold him through the break. Short break for
a book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Staying through the break with us is Brian Panabaker, longtime friend, patriot brother from Macomb County. We basically met and started working together all the way back 2011-2012 when we worked on making Michigan a right to work state. Brian, I got a text message. Gentleman said that last time you were on, you briefly mentioned, or I mentioned, I think, that you're working on a book. Tell us what the title of the book is and what you hope to put in the book and who all is participating in helping you write it.
Sure, Randy. The title of the book, the working title, and I'm pretty sure this will be it, is Blue Collar Conservative from Reagan to Trump. And it's going to span my first vote in the presidential election through the present, which is my relationship with President Trump. The book will basically be three parts. I'm done with the first part, which is introducing readers to Macomb County, which is an iconic county known as the home of, formerly known as the home of the Reagan Democrats. I'm trying to change that to home of the Union Republicans because the folks, the union members that voted for Ronald Reagan back in 80 and 84 were not necessarily Democrats, but they were conservatives who'd been told to vote Democrat by their union leadership, but now the union leadership or the union membership has woken up and they're voting Republican in the majority. So they've always been union Republicans as far as I care. And then so I'll talk about the middle part of the book. I'll talk about that 2010 to 2012 time frame when you and I worked together with Norm Hughes on the right to work effort. And prior to that, I had worked together with Jennifer Gratz and Ward Connerly in changing the Michigan Constitution so that the state can no longer discriminate based on race or ethnicity. And we passed the Michigan Civil Rights Initiative, which in 2006 was Prop 2. So that'll be the middle part of the book. Prop 2, 2006, 2008, then going into the 2010-12 time frame, we worked with the great Gary Glenn and the great, late and great Norm Hughes, two real patriots who have passed, and you and I both know that they're still with us and encouraging both of us to pass that right to work legislation again or even go the ballot initiative route if we have to. But we've got the template for it. All we need is some support in the legislature. If we go legislatively, we need a governor that'll sign it into law. And that'll be the backstory that I tell in the book. is that how we managed to do that, how we got Governor Snyder kind of over a barrel when Bob King tried to introduce a ballot initiative to prevent right to work from ever being allowed in Michigan. Governor Snyder came to Norm Hughes and our group and said, if you help me defeat this ballot initiative by Bob King and the unions, then I will not stand in the way of your legislation. If you have the votes and can get it to my desk, I'll sign it. And we all know that happened. You and I were standing out on the lawn of the Capitol on December 12th of 2012, when it was signed into law.
Yes.
And yep. And then the final third part of the book will be meeting Donald Trump in 2016 when he came to Novi. And that was sort of that famous introduction. Scott Hagerstrom got me backstage and I stepped up to President Trump or to Mr. Trump at that time.
Sure.
And I said, Mr. Trump, we have the keys to the White House waiting for you over in Macomb County where you and I are from. And he immediately got it. I told him if he came to Macomb County and asked for the Reagan Democrats' support, which is basically the union members, and he got it, he might win Macomb County big enough to carry the entire state of Michigan. Well, that's exactly what happened. Donald Trump never forgot that. We've become friends since then. His campaign invites me to every rally that he holds in Michigan. Donald Trump always has me backstage. We get a few more pictures. We chat a little bit, and then he'll call me up on stage during his remarks. So that is the entirety of the book. I'll have my manuscript finished by January 1st. Donald Trump is going to publish the book. He has a publishing company called Winning Team Publishing. They're helping me. They provided a writing coach to work with me on the manuscript. And as long as I have that manuscript to them by January, they'll have it in print by next March, April 1st at the latest. And everybody will be able to read about this journey that I've been on and you've been deeply involved in. You've kind of had a front row seat to it as I've watched the things you've done. You've been able to watch the things that I've gotten involved in. We've kind of enjoyed it together. And I think it'll be an interesting story for the members of your audience. They'll love it because there's a lot of stuff in there that they'll be able to relate to. I'll try to give some inside information, the backstory to things that have happened they may not know about. But it'll be out by next spring. I'll definitely come up to Antrim County and do a book signing tour through that northwest corner up there in Michigan. They need a little bit of help. A lot of the voters are liberals that have moved up there from downstate and Oakland
sure.
County and other places, and
yep.
they need a dose of truth and facts, and I'll be glad to come up there and sell my book up there with you.
Excellent. Well, we look forward. We'll promote it here on the show, and actually I'll plan a couple of events here in our listening area, and we'll be able to go around northern Michigan and help get people the truth that you'll write in that. Looking forward to it. Brian Panabaker, real quick, Brian, the title of the book?
Blue Collar Conservative, From Reagan to Trump.
Excellent, brother. Good job. Appreciate it. And we'll be talking to you soon, Brian.
Keep up the good work, Trucker.
You as well, sir. Top of the hour news break. Hour number two coming. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising.